Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, cookbook author and recipe writer Sarah Butler is with me for this week's Lunchtime Live. Sarah, good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. You are talking all things barbecue and barbecuing and seasoning and salads today.
Yes.
I know the weather doesn't look like barbecue season, but you know.
Hopefully for the long weekend.
Yeah. So what's on the menu?
Well, today I've brought in some vegetarian burgers.
Homemade?
Yes.
Obviously, so
quite the challenge, but you know what? Once I figured it out, as a big meat eater, I had actually a curry on and I made these.
Right.
And I made one and I had no room for the curry. It was that good.
So what are you putting in this?
Okay, that's the thing. People are always wondering, how do you make a vegetarian burger? Mm. So mushrooms are a really good base. So I chopped up my mushrooms, chestnut mushrooms, and I've pan fried them with some garlic and a little red onion. Again, minced nice and small. Black beans, any beans.
Okay.
So added them into the pan with some butter and olive oil. I think the key is lots of seasoning. So I had piri piri seasoning, salt and pepper. And once you've softened all of that, you add in your breadcrumbs, your parmesan, a beaten egg, and you combine it all together.
I should say for people, don't take this down. All of the details, the ingredients are going to be up on our socials and your own socials.
I have a video of it done. I'll be posting that after the show. And then you just bind it into your little burger patties.
Yeah, listen, you have this thing, this gadget with you today. It's brilliant. So it's just this makes the burger.
This is a burger press. Yeah.
Cheap and cheerful.
Cheap and cheerful. They're about €10.
Yeah.
You'll get it in any home store that has things for your home, and you just pop your, whether it be mince or the vegetarian mixture,
into it,
press it down, and it gives you a perfectly flat little burger patty every time.
So once you've got the combination, the mix with the breadcrumbs, the fried off mushroom, the whole lot.
Yes.
Yeah. What are we doing with it then?
Okay. So if it's a barbecue, obviously, pop it on your barbecue. Now, I have a couple of tips if you're pulling that barbecue out for the first time this season. If you have a onion and get the barbecue nice and hot, half an onion and stick a fork in it and rub that on the grills, that's going to kind of clean and get all the gunk
off. An onion?
Off. An onion. Yeah. On a very hot barbecue.
Well,
and
what does the onion do?
It just kind of cleans it all the burnt on bits away.
Right.
Just stick a fork in it and brush it, because sometimes those wire brushes, you know, there could be little bits of wire left there, so you have to be careful.
I actually did a barbecue clean about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
but I took every piece of it out and washed it with hot water.
You want to make the most of it. I know. And to cause a non-stick on your grills, a potato cut in half, rubbed on the grills, apparently makes a non-stick. So that's a handy one.
Okay.
So back to your burgers. Once you have your little patties made up, just pop them on your hot barbecue. Keep an eye on them. They are quite delicate with the beans and the mushrooms.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah. They are quite delicate. So you just have to one clean swoop and flip it. And I've added cheese on top and melted that on top as well.
Because there's no fat in them. So,
no.
I mean, like,
there's no fat in there.
Once I've tried to do a vegetarian dish in the barbecue and it just didn't work well because it all broke and crumbled
up. You want the egg and enough breadcrumbs that it will bind it together. And they were absolutely fine. Now, I didn't have put the barbecue on yesterday. I popped them into a pan. Or you could pop them into the oven.
Yeah,
and fry them off. Just cook them long enough that they'll be nice and crispy. And you don't need to worry about any food poisoning, because there's no meat in it. And that's why I brought in my little meat thermometer.
A great
thing to get. Again, cheap as chips. And just pop that into your steak or your burger. And once it hits 75, you know you're safe.
And that's for the mince burger, basically. 75.
Or chicken or steak. Yeah.
It's got to be at that.
It's got to be at that minimum.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, the veggie burgers worked out
great. They're nice. Yeah, they're lovely. And you just have them in the normal bap then with all of the
relish and a little cheese and mixed leaves, peppers and some sour cream and mayonnaise mix.
Is that what? Yeah, I was wondering what was the kick.
Yeah, a little sour cream and mayonnaise, but also a lovely kind of red pepper relish that you can pick up in the shops.
Why do you put the sour cream in with the mayonnaise?
Just to loosen it a little bit. Sometimes the mayonnaise can be a little bit thick.
Yeah, true.
So just to loosen it.
It's very nice, actually.
It is.
It's just like a nice lunch, even.
It's a lovely lunch. And if you have made a load of them, they'll keep in the fridge fine for 3 days. So, you know, there's no point making one. Make a couple of them and then you have them. Like, they'll be perfect cold. I know I've reheated them there today, but pop them into your lunchbox.
No, it's lovely.
Yeah.
I'll eat the rest of that now.
Well, it put me off my dinner last night, so that's saying a lot.
Mushroom.
It was so good.
Yeah, mushroom and black bean vegetarian burgers. The thing I struggle with when I'm barbecuing for people is I always end up making too much. Yeah. I find it really hard to gauge how much, you know, protein or meat you need for people plus salads.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is the barometer on that?
I would always say a quarter pound of meat per person. So if you're making burgers, you know, unless you've got a lot of big men with big appetites, I would say, you know, a quarter pound. So a pound of mince is going to make you 4 quarter pounders. If you look at it that way, everybody's going to have a couple of sausages. So maybe 2 sausages per person. And then whatever your chicken skewers. Generally, I'd say half a chicken breast because you're going to have salads. You're going to have breads. They'll have a burger. They might have a bit of this. So always think that they're going to be eating a couple of different things. It's like when you're cooking for a confirmation or communion. Yeah. There's lots of things for them to graze on. So you don't think you're just having a burger. So I'd say a quarter pound, maybe half to one chicken breast max per person.
But half, and then half you have a chicken breast per person as well. Okay.
That's loads of sausages.
Yeah. For seasoning, I know you wanted to chat a little bit about seasoning today for marinades, mm-hmm. particularly maybe chicken or chicken breast if you're doing skewers or kebabs.
Yeah, the skewers are great, and they go down really well if you just give yourself a little bit of time the day before and you have them made up. So with the chicken, again, simple stuff, olive oil, garlic, minced in, some paprika, dried oregano. These are all things you can have in your press.
Yeah.
Lots of salt and pepper, and chop up your chicken. If you get the metal skewers, they're always better than the wooden ones.
Oh, definitely.
The wooden ones can burn.
They're no use.
And we don't remember to soak them. So the metal ones are great, even for a baked potato, just to pop it through. If you pop them on the barbecue as well, it'll heat them or cook them a bit quicker.
Yeah.
So that's your chicken. Any spices you can do, kind of curry style chicken spices with a bit of garam masala, as long as you've got an oil, some garlic and your spices. And then obviously put the vegetables between. Nice chunks of pepper so that they
peppers
don't
are great, aren't
peppers,
they?
Peppers, onions, but make them good and chunky so they don't burn while the chicken is cooking. And then the steak, Worcestershire sauce, soy sauce, again, garlic, salt, pepper, mix that all up, whether it's skewers or the steak on their own.
How long should you marinate chicken and steak for?
Ideally overnight, but we don't always have that time. Minimum an hour or two. Yeah. The longer you leave it, the nicer.
Better.
And it's, you know, it's great to make them up the day before and have them all there in the fridge and just take your meat out and let it set at room temperature before it goes on the barbecue, so you're not adding freezing cold meat from the fridge directly onto a hot barbecue. The meat will tense up. And always have your meat covered, especially summer. There's flies knocking about the place. So have those, you know, the covers you can get. Even when the meat that's cooked, and watch your utensils that you're not using knives on raw meat and then on cooked meat. So just have one person in charge of the barbecue, I think, is the best advice.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can get them to do it. How many salads do you recommend if you're cooking for a group?
Well, everybody loves a potato salad. Sometimes I'll keep it plain and just have the mayonnaise and the scallion separate because some people don't like the scallions or the onions or the chives in it. So I'll just do a load of baby potatoes and have that sour cream mayonnaise mix.
That's gorgeous, actually. Yeah, I'm going to try that again. Is that what you do for your potato salad? Just sour cream, mayonnaise,
loads of salt and pepper and chopped up chives, or generally in our house, scallions, because I don't always have chives on the windowsill. Green salad, always great. Again, things like cucumbers, people can be a little bit iffy about. So keep it nice and simple, or make the salads up, but have your cucumbers together, your tomatoes together, your green leaves.
I was at a friend's recently for a barbecue and they had 2 really nice green salads. One was with feta cheese and I think it might have been maybe goats or blue throughout, but actually they left the cheese on just 2 side plates.
Yeah.
Chopped up so you could throw it on yourself.
Good idea.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, in pine nuts if you've got people with nut allergies. And then you can have lovely things like the big buffalo tomatoes sliced with slices of mozzarella and basil, or rice salads if you want something a little bit more with an Indian flavour. Add in some spices to that, so you can go from as mild to as exotic as you want.
But you definitely need about 3 or 4, don't you?
You would, yeah.
Plus pasta, your
salad, pesto. Just get a jar of green pesto and make
pasta,
some like
pesto. Pasta's an easy enough one.
The hand one, and the kids love basil. That too. Yeah,
It's having, I suppose, it's knowing when everything's cooked.
Yeah,
and how much you need for each person is kind of the 75 today
with
for meat.
Your thermometer, and it just means, you know, and obviously when the juices run clear, obviously not for your steak if you're having that medium or whatever, but for your chicken, in your burgers, once you press down that those juices run clear, that's always a good indication that you're good to go.
Are you a barbecue fan?
Love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the whole.
Really got into them.
Everything in bowls. It's a lot of work though.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you do kind of need, or what I did, I had a barbecue last year. I actually got a friend to do the cooking.
have to come over and do a barbecue.
What a the best way to barbecue is delegate, Sarah.
I totally agree. And paper plates.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know she can say that. But anyway, yeah, it is kind of the way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All about the handy life. Sarah Butler, you, as I said, you have a video up. All
I'm
of the
popping
details,
that up now shortly. A little video how to make those veggie burgers.
I'm definitely going to try those again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been living off your chicken and kebabs and the pita breads.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I'm doing them all the time for lunch now. They're great. Yeah,
well,
big into them. That's, of course, cookbook author and recipe writer Sarah Butler with us. And as Sarah said, all of the details, the ingredients, they'll be up on our socials and on Sarah's socials as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.